The Government Accountability Board voted 4-2 to maintain the ban, meaning election observers still won't be able to take photographs or videos of voters at the polls during this year's elections. Their vote followed public testimony from two groups worried cameras could have a chilling effect on voting. Andrea Kaminsky with the League of Women Voters said the cameras could be intimidating.
Whenever you have a stranger taking a picture of you, you wonder what's going on there and why they're doing that. And we think that that can lead some people to be uncomfortable enough that they would not want to vote. They might not go to the polls.
Greg Jones with the NAACP said cameras would give election observers the ability to record information that should be private.
It opens up the opportunity for confidential and or private information to be divulged unnecessarily and unknowingly.
Government Accountability Board member Tim Vokey, who wanted to allow the cameras, said he thought the approach should be tried, possibly as a pilot project, to determine the pros and cons. The board's decision to keep current rules in place for cameras went against the wishes of the Republican lawmakers who chair the legislature's election committees. The legislature could change the rules if it wants to, though lawmakers are not currently in session. Rules for election observers have been a hot topic in Wisconsin politics of late. Earlier this year, the governor signed a Republican-authored law to let observers stand as close as 3 feet away from voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.